USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Eta is heading back out to the Atlantic Ocean after dropping several inches of rain on the Carolinas and Virginia and bringing severe flooding to North Carolina. At least 7 deaths have been attributed to this storm, including 3 people who were caught up in floodwaters at a campground. Flooding has closed roads and washed out bridges, and dozens of people have had to be rescued as floodwaters quickly rose. With coronavirus cases spiking across the country, news that drug maker Pfizer is close to an effective vaccine has been a great relief. But what does that mean for the economy? Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says, not much just yet. At a forum for the European Central Bank, he said it's too soon to know what effect a vaccine truly will have.
And from our standpoint, it's just too soon to assess with any confidence the implications of the news for the path of the economy, especially in the near term. And I would say with the virus now spreading, the next few months could be challenging.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
7 people, including 5 American soldiers, were killed Thursday in a helicopter crash in Egypt. The helicopter carried members of the multinational force and observers, an international body that monitors the peace agreement between Egypt and Israel. The organization says it's investigating the cause of the crash, but at this point it's believed to have been an accident. As new cases and hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to rise in most states, there are fears that hospitals will become overwhelmed by the number of COVID patients. Dr. Deborah Birx says taking the necessary steps to help stop the spread would do a lot for frontline doctors and nurses. The coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force told News Nation Now that slowing the spread of the virus would keep hospitals available for all patients.
We want those hospitals available not only for the individuals with COVID, but for your child if your child develops appendicitis or for your father when he develops a heart attack. And so this is not just about COVID. This is ensuring that our hospitals stay functional.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
If former Vice President Joe Biden is elected, what would some of his policies be? Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump continues to contest the election, but if Joe Biden is sworn into office next January 20th, he would likely issue a flood of executive orders on abortion, the climate, and immigration. Biden has also indicated that he would join the Paris Climate Accords and also take us back to the 2016-2015 foreign policy, much of the same that was under former President Barack Obama. H.R. McMaster tells Fox News he believes this would be a huge mistake.
Yeah, it would be a really big mistake, Brett, to try to turn the clock back to 2016 and resurrect the Iran nuclear deal. The Iran nuclear deal was a political disaster masquerading as a diplomatic triumph. It was a fundamentally flawed agreement.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Major League Baseball named its most valuable players Thursday night. Freddie Freeman of the Atlanta Braves took home the National League Award, becoming the first Brave to win the MVP since Chipper Jones in 1999. Freeman hit .341 with 13 homers and 53 RBIs in 60 games after contracting COVID-19 before the beginning of the delayed season. Chicago White Sox slugger Jose Abreu won the award in the American League after leading the majors in RBIs and helping the White Sox to their first playoff berth since 2008. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.